the Tom Likas Show.
I didn't even feel no pressure.
Now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
Shit. Okay, that's cool.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear us at our brand new free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of our bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. A bonus hour. We do it every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And joining us in studio, once again, is family law attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, thanks for coming in.
Hey, always happy to be here, Tom.
What's going on?
So, you know, I read this thing that white people are, you know, perfectly welcome to purchase rap albums, but they're not allowed to sing them, okay? There's a great one, which is, I think he's your former neighbor there, Tom. I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigger, something like that?
Right, yes.
Well, there's no joke about it, man. You know, there's this ultra-nerdy dude. I think he's from my particular tribe, Evan Spiegel.
Okay.
Gary's giving me a dirty look here. Anyway, he's the founder of Snapchat. And
yes.
Apparently he's hanging around our neighborhood, Tom, with Australian supermodel Miranda Kerr. And he's a billionaire, just by strange coincidence. And otherwise than that, he's a pretty nerdy-looking Jewish dude. And apparently this supermodel is irretrievably attracted to him. It's really amazing. You know that prior to him, she was with this other guy, another billionaire Jewish dude named Packer, who apparently is going to marry Mariah Carey or something of the sort, which is rather mysterious.
Speaking of
too.
A 1989 BMW. Holy cow.
Well, so there you go. God bless both of them. They're going to be so happy together.
Wow.
One of the things that you said years ago that always stuck with me, I haven't heard you say it in a while, but it's a great truth, is that, you know, out in the world, women essentially try to get a commitment or get serious or whatever you want to call it, get married to the richest man that they can attract.
Right.
You know, that's a great truth, and that's a Likas 101 truth. That's straight from you, Dad, so I got to give you credit for that one. I've never heard it said so succinctly. You know, there's a whole thing out there that, you know, it's all about love, and then there are all these TV shows and these studies at, like, the universities talking about attraction and how women like broad shoulders or commanding nature or a man who has muscles or whatever. And I have to tell you, when the chips are down, richest man they can attract, I think, wins it every time. I'll give them that.
And I mean, so, like, literally, what people call love is more like eBay.
I know, it's terrible.
And I've got eBay on the brain because I'm doing an eBay auction with the listeners right now. But
really?
Yeah.
What are we auctioning? Maybe I'll make a bid.
I'm auctioning off a one-on-one, three-hour session where I will tell people how to successfully do a yellow pad weekend.
Whoa, Tom.
So that's, it's 3 hours. One-on-one.
Wow, that's outrageous.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to look that one up.
So, yeah, it's up there right now. You can't miss it. And the thing is
you're
that...
You're going to be constructive, though, right, Tom? You're not going to be mean because this is a very dramatic thing for a person to do.
Well, there's nothing mean about it. I mean, the idea is you have to be mean to yourself. It doesn't work unless you are honest with yourself about the good and the bad. The right and the wrong.
Probably the most difficult thing to do, to tell the truth to yourself, right?
Well, and we don't usually afford ourselves 48 or 72 hours to think about that.
Well, self-reflection is very, very tough. I think that's why a lot of things that we talk about, and certainly your rules, are very difficult for people to accept. And you know that one of our experiences, and certainly you know this, Tom, is people always calling and saying, oh, it's not always true. And, you know, this woman calls and says, you know, me and my three girlfriends are the exception, and so forth and so on. I saw something absolutely mind-boggling in the past couple of weeks, and I want to share it with the listeners. It's somebody, I used to watch this show back in the 90s called Melrose Place. I don't know what happened to me, Tom. I slipped. And I watched a couple of seasons of it, and it has that...
Well, you must have been married at that time.
That must have been when. I got to tell you the truth, that is exactly right. That was during my marriage.
That's when it was on in my house. That and its companion, Ally McBeal.
Oh, I thought the companion was 90210, but okay.
Well, I think for some years it was one and some years it was another, you know, but both those shows were on at the same same era.
That thing when you say I'm never going to watch it again, but then like the show ends with like a hanger, you know, cliffhanger, you know?
Right.
So then you say, "Oh, well, let me see what happens next week." You know, it kind of like pushes you to the next one, you know? And then that one also, you know, leaves all these unresolved things.
Wouldn't know, but I've heard from people like you.
Okay. So there was this woman on that show. Her name is Kelly Rutherford. And she later was on another show, which I am proud to say I did not watch, called Gossip Girl, which apparently was very popular. And she was in court the other day. She has the same judge as one of my other cases. So I was waiting in the courtroom. And, you see her as a person. I mean, she doesn't have any white lights around her or anything. She just looked like a regular person. So people always say, you know, when you meet a celebrity, you always thought they were taller or they're much more beautiful on television or something, you know? But the thing is, and this is exactly right up there, she actually, I think, married, the richest man she could attract. And obviously, as someone like this Australian model I mentioned before, she had a better list than your average girl. She hooked up with some type of a French businessman. Very interesting character, by the way, Tom. He actually had a lawsuit with Google, if you can imagine that. I'd be afraid to even consider suing a company like Google. But he sued them, and he actually won and became very, very rich in some of his other businesses, apparently. And she married him, and she locked him in. And, you know, this is something that I've even heard you say it to women that that call in as advice, you know, get yourself a rich guy. And that's something your mom always supposedly tells the rich, the young girl, get a rich guy. Well, anyway,
right.
You know, there is a potential downside. And in this case, what happened was they had two children, and they were, you know, these international people, because I presume, you know, she's living here in California and he's living in France or whatever he was doing. Apparently in Monaco, which is like in the south area of France or whatever. It's like a kind of semi-independent place. Well, anyway, they became estranged, as they do. We know that relationships don't tend to work out over time. And he actually got the jump on her. And he filed his case in Monaco. And apparently she didn't take it seriously, or she didn't get involved quickly enough. And it apparently favors him because he's so rich and he had all these houses. Her life was much more modest by comparison. And the judges gave him full custody of the kids. You know, I mean, that's how it works nowadays because of women's liberation. You know, women always come to court now crying. You know, they spend their entire lives talking about how equal they are and how they want everything to be the same and fair. But then when it comes to getting a divorce, they still want the privileges of having the presumption of getting the children and all that good stuff. So anyway, what she did is she filed another case. She got some very serious legal people behind her, and she filed a case here in California. And that's what I was watching when I was in court the other day, as I mentioned. This is all covered on TMZ and the media and whatnot. There was a lot of press there. But basically, they did like a conference call. It was really wild. The judge here and her lawyers, and then there was the court over in Monaco, and the lawyers there and the judge there, and it was like in French, so they were translating everything, and it was this whole big drama. But in the end, she won some kind of a temporary stay, and they sent the kids to her. But in the end, the judge here in California ruled that he has no jurisdiction over the matter. He eliminated the California case, and so the case in Monaco stands. And therefore, that guy has basically almost 100% custody of the kids. They're going to be raised in Monaco, and she gets like 2 weeks during the summer, so where she can have them come to California. Apparently, if she wants, she can come to Monaco to see them. So, you know, she absolutely lost her mind over this. This is like, you know, taking her very young children away from her, essentially, almost, you know, 50 weeks out of the year. And, you know, it was just really remarkable to see because, you know, that is so routinely done to a man. I mean, you always have cases where you've heard, you know, we had these two states in conflict or this distance, and the mother takes the kids to Texas or Florida or whatever, and the father, everyone says, oh, it's okay. You know, he'll get to see them during, you know, Easter recess or whatever. And somehow that's considered okay. And it's interesting, I think, if you look at these circumstances where it really is rather unequal. I don't think that she was poor. She had money because she was in all these TV shows and so forth. But this is someone who she, you know, what women try to do where they try to marry up, you know. And she actually married a man who was very, very wealthy. And he basically was able to outspend her. And, you know, it really does make a difference. When they talk about it, there's a word for it, actually. It's called hypergamy. And this is the basic thing that women essentially are programmed to do. No matter how much a woman makes, this is so fascinating. You know, no matter how much a woman makes, she wants a man who makes more than she does. And, you know, you always hear people call in on the show, Tom, and you know this. You have a woman call in and she says, you know, I make more than my husband and it's okay and I don't care. That is the biggest load of bullshit.
Of course it is.
Right? How many times have you had calls where the woman's trying to, you know, say that with a straight face, you know?
Many.
It is the toxic poison of a relationship. And I have seen it. You'd be surprised how people can get away with nonsense for years and years. But it's like this ticking time bomb. And little by little by little, the woman is looking at this guy who she out-earns, or the one who's, you know, like a stay-at-home dad or the house husband or whatever BS the story is. And, you know, here she is making the money and whatever. And that's supposed to be a good thing. That's what women want to do. And, you know, she says, oh, it's fine. My husband's wonderful and the house is so clean. Soon, little by little by little, she wants to strangle him. Okay? And it starts off, I think, with sex. She's not interested in him anymore. He doesn't turn her on anymore. He doesn't seem like a man to her, you know? I mean, your advice, Tom, in the past, and we're not talking about rape, of course, but your advice in the past that women want to be taken and they want to be protected and all that other stuff, that's biological stuff. I don't think that that's something that is something a woman can deal with on a conscious level. And that's something that's programmed, you know, on the lowest, most basic level. And when you talk about this hypergamy thing, you know, this is a woman's fantasy. That's the thing with Snow White and the Prince Charming. You know, he's not only handsome and gorgeous and whatever, he's also a prince. And so he marries her, and she goes from being broke and living in the woods to being a princess and to being, you know, with glass slippers and diamonds and all that other good stuff living in the palace. And here is an example of this actress who's, you know, famous in her own right, and she's good-looking and whatever she was. And she wasn't going to marry someone of her equal stature. You know, if she could, she wants to marry a prince. And she basically did. I don't think the guy's a billionaire, but he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. And so she, you know, did the program, as Tom Likas says. You know, she put herself on eBay and got the highest bid. But she didn't see the springback effect and the slingshot effect, which is that when it came down to getting the divorce a few years later, and usually we talk about how the woman gets this, you know, bonanza of money. I think personally, this is a man who was very sophisticated in business. who probably has some kind of a prenup and all this other stuff. But the real thing that he was able to do was put the screws to her in terms of the kids. And she faces herself as a woman because of wonderful equality, which I'm sure she was demanding her entire life, the prospect of seeing her kids 2 weekends a year and giving the custody primarily to the father. And she fought it, and she lost. You know, it's amazing. You see people with great sophistication. Someone that I admire that Gary mentioned in the last couple hours of News for Guys is Elon Musk, who has been on the show. Right, Tom? You had him as a guest, as I recall?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he's obviously a great, great innovator. He's involved in space exploration, SpaceX, and cars, electric cars, and Tesla. And I don't know if everyone knows this, but he's the original founder of PayPal, which is, you know, something that we use all the time now. It's ubiquitous. And, if you even look at Uber, you know, PayPal is under there. The reason you don't pay the taxi driver when you're, you know, getting driven around an Uber, the Uber driver, is because the PayPal's, you know, doing the transaction. But the unbelievable thing about Elon Musk is you see that his personal life is a joke. In spite of being rich, he married
the same person twice, and if I recall correctly, got taken to the cleaners twice.
Twice, and now apparently he's going to divorce her for the third time or something. They reconciled again or some shit. You see how there's, you know, being very intelligent and sophisticated in some ways doesn't necessarily cover you in other ways. And I've been always very impressed, and this is something you were mentioning last hour, too. I don't know if you said the phrase, but I've heard a lot of women say this. I never heard it, by the way, Tom. I know you and I were originally on the East Coast, something I don't try to mention too often because I know that annoys you.
Well,
people always bring that up.
I left 34 years ago. Kind of irrelevant at this point.
It's irrelevant to me, too. But this expression that I never heard until I moved to California was GU, which is geographically undesirable. Right. I knew you'd know it.
GUD. Sometimes it was GUD.
Oh, undesirable. That's nice.
Technically incorrect, but
people
would say GUD.
I was really amazed when I can't remember where I was, but I was in some club or something, and I was meeting people, and this woman I was introduced to, and I said hello to her, and she asked me what my zip code was.
Right.
I mean, it was just the most natural thing in the world, you know.
The only other person who asked me what my zip code is my insurance guy.
Yeah,
that's it.
The guy at the post office.
Right.
when I'm insuring the letter, he says to me, "Okay, hold on, what's your zip code?"
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to me. I the deal being that you could, you know, you're supposed to get this big situation and knowledge about a person based on their zip code, which doesn't even make too much sense. But when you think about the hypergamy and women trying to, get their prince and marry up and all this other stuff, you see how nutty it is, how irrational it is, and how it's so prone to backfire. And, you know, Tom, your advice to women, and if I may speak to women, and I think that, this is not a small thing. You know, you've said, I'll have my place, you have your place, you pay your own bills, I'll pay my bills. You know, it's amazing how few women are really committed to that. There are a lot of women who never do that, which is a joke. But, you know, Tom, there's a whole lot of women out there who do pay their own bills and are professionals and working hard and, you know, climbing the ladder of success and so forth. But you see how it's not really what they want to be doing.
Well, by the way, most of them are not that attractive. They can't find a man who will pay their bills.
Well, that's possible, too. Certainly, that's a problem for the less attractive.
I always point people to the yearly Fortune magazine Power 50. And you see how many of these very successful women you would not want to touch with a 10-foot pole.
I have to say Carly Fiorina has grown on me a little. I saw her on TV the other day.
You are from the East Coast. Carly Fiorina.
Not as bad as I remembered her.
By the way, Carly Fiorina, and I was watching Carly Fiorina being interviewed by the Koch brothers. I don't know if you saw any of that video.
I missed that one.
Carly Fiorina being interviewed by the Koch brothers.
No.
I don't know what the truth is. I'm just guessing. You notice I'm covering my ass legally here. But in my opinion, she looks like she's had some serious, serious face lifting.
Well, so there you go. That's why she looks better
to me. It looks terrible.
She fixed herself.
In my view, her face looks swollen.
All right.
She almost has that. I love to say it almost has some, like, Down syndrome.
Oh, you with the Down syndrome.
That kind of fat face, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, God. You know, Tom, Down syndrome people are the sweetest people in the world. They really are. You should talk to one someday. They're so kind. They don't have any of those human nastiness stuff. That just doesn't develop in them. They're like the most kind-hearted people you ever knew.
Yes, unless they want a pizza now.
Okay, except when it comes to ordering pizza. You know, the thing is that you know, it's amazing to me when you think about this thing where even the ones that are more attractive or even average looks or whatever. The ones that do pursue careers, even if they're supermodels, you see that is, in their mind, a stepping stone. That they're doing this career thing, or they're doing modeling, or whatever it is, until they find the really rich guy. And the career, on some level, is the platform that puts them in the right place that they'll find the rich guy. And then, you know, didn't you have this wife, you married her, and she immediately retired, you know?
Well, she quote-unquote got laid off three months after we got married.
What a coincidence.
And never found another job between 1991 and the year 1999.
That's a good 10 years, Tom. There's got to be some coincidence in that. But you really see, in my mind, there's no doubt about it, where this definitely putting yourself on eBay, going for the top that you can get, and then you know, kind of basically hanging up the gears and saying I'm done. And what I really saw in this Rutherford case, which was shocking, and the girls need to know this, is, you know, you could be setting yourself up for a whole different sort of situation, because you're not going to be living with your equal. You're going to be with a man that makes you sign a prenup, that's going to be watching your spending. And I think that people that marry for money tend to really have to earn it.
Well, by the way, you know, the fact is they have to earn it. And so what you have is you have women who say, ooh, you're a doctor. Ooh. And then later when they marry the doctor, they're saying, you're always getting up at 3 a.m. for some emergency. You're always out of the house. You're always you and your patients all the time, you know. Right. How do you think you got there? How do you think you made that money?
Well, you know, Tom, that's one of the great frauds of community property. And yeah, I think you were talking about this the other day. You know, when you talk about the idea of community property, the reason the woman gets half of the marital assets is because she supposedly supported the man and helped him and, you know, brought him coffee when he was studying for the bar exam or whatever. But the truth is that nowadays a woman is a real detriment. A woman is a pain in the ass. And you're mollifying her and calming her down and you know, you're trying to go to the business meeting like you just described, and she's giving you an argument, you know, or like that lady that showed up at the meetings and embarrassed you in front of the your advertisers, as I recall. I mean,
yes.
That's the reality of today's woman. So she doesn't deserve half the money. You actually succeeded in spite of her.
Right. And by the way, it's all kinds of things. I've had women complaining that I come in late. I've had women complaining that I go to lunch or dinner with clients.
Yeah.
I've had women complaining when I've had to leave town to do the dog and pony show. I would do my show in Seattle and
right.
Portland and places like that, complaining that I was on the road.
Well, you were
going on the road.
You told me you had one that was angry that you were signing boobs, as I recall.
Well, yes. Although that one calmed down when I said... I took her out on the terrace of my Hollywood Hills home. I said, you see that view? Signing boobs got me this, okay?
See, they want the money,
so,
Tom. They don't want to know where it came from.
I can get a little joint over on Kester Street in Van Nuys. We can move over there. We can look at the 1950s house across the street. If you want to do that, I could give that up.
Yeah. See, women don't ever want to know how sausage is made. That's the key.
No, they just want to eat it.
Damn right. Anyways.
Yes.
So, careful, girls.
That's right. Exactly.
I was just telling Gary not to get married.
You were just telling him that?
Yeah.
Was he threatening to get married?
No. I just had a really intense day in court, and I just came here, and I just kind of fell into the studio. And Gary looks at me, and he goes, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Don't get married."
Yeah. Don't worry. I don't think anybody in that building is going to get married. I just don't.
No, the best is, I think this was maybe, you know, not even Chris Rock. I think this was Eddie Murphy. But he was saying to the girls, he said, you know, "Your man too, your man too." And whenever I talk to people and they tell me, "No, you know, my wife doesn't think that way. You know, she would never do that. I really say, blah, blah, she's different, she's special." Bullshit. You have no idea what she's capable of. You don't want to know.
Well, and by the way, even if she is not capable of it, I've been
get herself a lawyer.
she gets a lawyer. She's never been in the lawyer's office. She has no idea what a disomaster is. She says, "I don't want anything from you. I just want out."
And the lawyer says,
and
"Are
then
you
later
crazy?"
She's saying, "Well, my attorney said, you know what you could get." They always say that exact phrase. "Yeah, I just want you to know what you're giving up."
Oh God!
Let's do the disomaster here. I'll show you.
Yeah.
And pretty soon it's like, "I want another 100,000. It's like
one of the really great writers, Norman Mailer. They asked him, you know, why do you get divorced? Married and divorced, you know, so many times.
Right.
And he said, "You never really know a woman until you divorce her."
Right.
So there you go.
But how many times did he get divorced? At least three, if I recall.
Quite a few, as I recall.
Right.
He doesn't beat Likas. Nobody beats Likas.
No. But you see, again, at least in my case, the last several times I had a prenup, and the prenups kept getting tighter and tighter.
I know, but your description of, I think this is the other day I was listening to one of your shows, and you were talking about walking around your wedding, I think your third wedding maybe,
yeah,
this big gala party, and you're like in the corner depressed or whatever, sucking on a champagne bottle.
With a bottle of White Star, yeah. And by the way, the guy shooting the video, and by the way, these videos are supposed to be
I will pay for that video, man.
Happy day. Yeah, I know you will. And somebody's got it, but it isn't me. That went right to the garbage.
Oh.
I did not want to see that by accident.
No, I love you too much to dig it up, Tom, but I know it's out there somewhere.
That's sad.
Oh, I would like to see that on YouTube someday.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. That's very sad.
Just one view.
No. So you don't.
Who is that poor bastard? Oh, that's the groom.
Right. I knew at the reception that this
what
was a
am
big
I
mistake.
Doing? What am I doing?
Why am I here? How did I get here?
It's the remarkable selfishness of women that they carry on and insist that a man does this, you know, big shindig that they want, and the guy is saying, "I really don't want it," and the woman is like Bridezilla with these like crazy eyes, you know, it has to be, and she sees how miserable it's making her husband, and she obviously doesn't give a shit, you know, she doesn't care, she's not thinking about him at all. So how can she claim to love him so much?
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you, Adam. I know you eat every nugget that I feed you.
You have no idea, Tom.
This is not recycled or warmed over. This is brand new because I just thought of it. How bad did I feel about getting married to this woman? How bad did I feel?
Okay.
When they were, you know, weddings always have a theme. It could be a color.
Star Wars.
It could be the color of what dress you're going to wear, or the color of the decorations, or what have you.
Right.
Just because I was feeling so negative, I'm not making this up, this is true. They said to me, "Well, you know, we've made so many of the decisions, but we want to include you in on the process."
Oh, that's
Tom.
So sweet.
What would you like at this wedding? And I said, but they didn't know I was just satirizing the whole thing. I said, "You know what? The theme I'd like for this wedding, I'd like the colors to be, get this, black and blue." And my ex, who didn't mind a little spanky spank, was
great.
All in. So this wedding had black and blue bunting and
A
black and blue wedding cake.
Oh, dear.
And for me, this was...
She didn't get the joke,
that's
huh?
also on the video. Well, but the thing is, I was riding with it. If they were going to believe that, then, you know, that's what I wanted.
Wow.
So it was the black and blue wedding. In fact, it was referred to in the wedding invitations as the black and blue wedding.
Now we got to get this video even worse.
Nah. Nobody got spanked or anything. It was
I see.
Actually had to go to the bakery and talk to the baker about the need to have a black and blue cake.
When you do it, Tom, you go all in. There's no doubt about it.
I kept a straight face for months. Yeah. We had to go in and taste like three kinds of cake.
Man.
How about this one? Is that the right color blue? You know.
Wow.
And I wanted it to look like a fucking shiner. I wanted it to look like that kind of black and blue.
Hey, true love, Tom.
Yep.
True love.
Well, you know, she wanted to get married.
And Gary, who's the latest celebrity divorce today?
Who?
There's like a million of them.
No, there's a singer.
Which singer? Wait a minute.
What, Gwen Stefani?
Gwen Stefani was yesterday. Yeah, that was yesterday's news.
Sorry.
Yeah.
True love.
No, that's been a long time coming.
All right.
And that's
her husband wanted to find a woman with more than an A cup.
She's worth way more than he is, too. So
fabulous.
He actually makes out on that deal.
I love it.
That's the only reason you would be with somebody who has no breasts.
Oh, God. No breasts, but she's rich. Okay.
Just some pale white skin and a couple of little tiny pink nipples.
She's got an ass, though. For some of us, that means an awful lot.
I thought she's got, like, number one records and all that, no?
Yeah, in 1995.
Well, she's got
that doesn't fix the tits up a little?
her accomplishments are gonna make me more attracted to her? No.
Oh, too much, Tom.
No.
Too much.
Buy me a studio.
Ooh.
With all the bells and whistles, and you're going to look a lot more attractive to me.
Oh, dear. All right. Well.
That's what I would like.
Okay, Tom.
Thank you, Adam. All right, so you're a family law attorney, Adam Sachs, tonight,
indeed.
Just in case people are not paying attention.
I've been talking about family law the whole time.
Well, we've been all over the road, but you're here to answer questions about divorce, child support, child custody, separation, prenups, postnups, and, of course, the ever-popular restraining order.
By the way, can we mention the fact that they do not have a prenup?
Yes, that's
Gwen
nice.
Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rossdale.
And he cheated,
and
too.
So according to TMZ, then it becomes a 50-50 California thing. Is that true? I mean, do they stick to that?
Oh, yes.
Yes, they do.
Thank you.
There's no doubt he's getting half.
Yes. So Gwen is worth a reported $80 million.
Uh-huh.
And
he's worth zero.
He is worth $35 million.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But
even that out a little.
But he wins, right?
Yay!
He's a winner. Yes, he's a winner.
$17 million.
He's a winner.
Thanks, honey.
We got a winner.
I love you.
Nice.
Wow.
Done.
Sex was even better than
nice.
I thought.
And so, what does this mean? According to TMZ, Gwen checked the box on the form to deny Gavin spousal support. What does that mean?
That's normal, you know.
What is it?
There's a form when you apply for the
so that means he's not responsible
for
taking care of the kids.
No, no,
what?
No, spousal support.
Yeah. Spousal support. Okay, what about the Chelris?
She is saying in her application that she does not want to pay him alimony. And in his response, he'll say that he wants her to pay alimony.
Nice.
Now, I think the deal was is that, like, the very day that she filed, he then, like, immediately filed the response. So this is
30
is
days
obvious.
Or whatever.
Yeah, this has obviously been.
Or did they wait 10 years in one day, like the one that's married to Ben Affleck?
No, I think it's like 13 years.
Long-term marriage.
I think it was 16 years, wasn't it?
It says 13 on
TMZ. You guys
TMZ.
Are turning me on. Stop it.
And they have three kids.
Oh, there you go.
Kingston,
Apollo,
Zuma, and Apollo.
Apollo, right. Zuma.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they deserve each other, Tom. I'll be honest.
That's all trouble. Well, I mean, he's making out, I guess, but he's got to pay child support, but he gets 50% of her money. Is that the deal?
Well, it depends on the custody split.
Well, she gets 50% of his too, right?
Well, but he only has
35 million. Only 35
compared
million.
To her.
So they add that up and divide it by two. That's what they're
gonna,
do.
They're going to they're going to look at how much she earned during the marriage, and that's half his. And they make what's called an equalization payment.
Marriage?
Yes, who was this guy?
What did he do for a living? What was
I've never heard of him, Gary.
You never heard of Gavin Rossdale?
Not offhand.
Just he was in a very big band, and the name of his kid came right now.
That one.
Oh, famous singer. He can't remember
Dino.
The name.
What band was Gavin Rossdale
in? God, I can't believe nobody knows Gavin Rossdale.
What band was he in?
How far the mighty have fallen.
You don't remember either.
He sang Daughter.
You don't remember either.
No, I don't.
Can you name any of the songs, Dino?
Oh, son of a
Daughter.
Man.
That's all I remember.
Oh, he was in Bush.
Bush.
Fucking
is that right?
Man.
How do we remember all? How do we forget all things?
Is that
like,
true?
Like Bush.
Okay. Yay.
What was Bush's last hit?
That's
been a while,
question.
Tom.
Bush.
They now, fucked
who,
everything
who
up by name.
Is that the last hit they had? I mean, hey. Come on.
Well, Tom, I'm very impressed you remember that.
Wow. Boy.
I don't know how I pulled it out of my ass, to
I'm
be honest with you.
I'm deeply impressed.
Means nothing to me, but somehow it came up.
Yeah. Oh, man. Things are getting weirder and weirder, Gary.
I'm trying to. Now I'm checking out the Wikipedia page. See what's
now Gary's got a serious look on his face.
What's going on here?
He's being very student like. Yeah. He's sitting there. Let me check Google. Ooh.
They haven't been around since 2002. So
yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I want
exactly.
him. I want him as a client.
But how's he worth $35 million? That's the thing. You know.
Well, I had a couple of hits.
Mm-hmm. Like, more than a couple hits for $35 million. This is pretty good.
It's royalties, man. That's the key.
All right.
Every time someone plays it, you get an ASCAP check.
Yeah. All right, so you're saying prenup, though. You got to get the fucking prenup.
Well, that goes without saying, but I wouldn't get married in the first place. I was telling him, Tom.
For like a solid hour before Adam went on today, he is lecturing me about not to get married. I'm like, dude, I'm not getting married. I've never been married.
I'm shell-shocked,
I've come all this way. Dino's never been married. Timpson's never been married. We're not going to do it. No, it's not going to happen.
So you're taking my advice.
No, it's not your advice. We were smart enough not to do it.
All right.
We saw it a long time ago.
I bid on the yellow pad weekend, Tom.
Oh, nice. Yellowpadweekend.me.
All right. It's $900. There we go.
It's up to $900, huh?
You just started. That's good.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just started this afternoon.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good. Let's take some phone calls.
All right. I need a phone call.
All right. Let me give the phone number. Then we'll take a break. Then we'll take the calls. That's how we do this.
And don't vote for Donald Trump, okay?
I'm not.
Why are you throwing that in?
See, anyone who's from New York, Tom, you know what I'm talking about, okay? The guy is a boob, okay? Everyone from New York knows this, okay?
But not only that, no one from New York who ever runs ever wins.
I know what you mean. You're right, of course, but I'm not even going that far. You're absolutely right. I know the Giuliani was the world's mayor or something like
Mario
that.
Mario Cuomo.
Cuomo was the mayor, governor of the world. Okay.
Nobody. Everybody who's ever run ever wins.
I'm not even going there, okay? Anyone who has lived in New York or is from New York knows that Trump is a loon, okay? And always was, okay? So I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you. Adam Sachs is here to answer your questions about family law. So it's divorce, separation, child custody, child support, prenups, postnups, and restraining orders, and everything in between. If it's family law, Adam can answer your questions right here, right now. All you have to do is call us right now at this number, 901-3000-TOM. That's the number, 901-3000-TOM. Let's go. It's you and Adam Sachs at 901-3000-866.
Free at TomEverywhere.com. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Time to talk insurance. Coslo Insurance. COSTLO. You know, Jeremy Rubin and his family have owned and operated Coslo since 1965. That's 50 years. And they're all about getting you the right protection at the best price. And you know I'm not just saying that. It's been my own personal experience. I've got three cars and a home insured with Coslo, and I couldn't be more thrilled. And let me tell you about their fantastic customer service. Like when that nut cut me off and ripped the bumper off my Tesla. Within minutes, I had Jeremy himself on the phone. He took care of everything, and he couldn't have made it easier. Now, you just don't get that kind of personal touch with some huge insurance company. And plenty of listeners have called to tell us how happy they are that they've made the switch, too. You know, there's a reason Coslo's been in business for 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote at 818-707-7711 or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health or life insurance, it's 818-707-7711 or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslo, COSTLO.
Hey bitches, this is Man June. If you missed the Gary and Dino show, you missed this.
Bacon and cheese bourbon? Just terrible.
Bad idea.
Fucking cunt. Fuck that bitch.
Fuck it.
I'm tired.
Ginger time.
It is ginger time.
And you'll be rewarded to the cyber police.
Congratulations to you!
Trying some
Dino and the Dutch.
How can I help you today?
Evalve.
Stool.
French fries.
A cup of coffee. Pound cake.
Two bananas.
Yeah.
This is shit.
Shut up, Randy.
Not good, man.
I'm fucking better than him right now.
That's all I can say about that.
The Gary and Dino Show. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Beyond your professor, is there anyone out there trying to help you with your finances? Or does it seem like everybody is out to screw you over? Bankers stabbing you for fees, colleges hammering you with tuition, government taxing the hell out of you. Worst of all, have you lost half your assets in a divorce? The world is full of financial parasites. The only problem is nobody teaches young men how to avoid them, let alone the basics of financial management and planning. Now comes Aaron Clary's new book, Bachelor Pad Economics. Aaron calls Bachelor Pad Economics the financial advice Bible for men, a roadmap that guides you in all the major financial decisions you'll make in your life, starting at the age of 14, all the way to death. Aaron insists it's an absolute must for every man of every age and can be the difference between being the impoverished sucker paying alimony or the millionaire playboy with a full bullpen. It's available on Amazon in both paperback and Kindle. Bachelor Pad Economics. Be smart. Buy it today.
Hammer time.
The Tom Likas Show. And 901-3000 Tom, the family law attorney out of Saks. 901-3000 Tom. Don't forget, it's a week from Sunday. It's Sunday, August 16th, 1 p.m. Gary and Dino, Mike Timpson, even family law attorney Adam Saks. We're all going to be in the biggest party suite at Dodger Stadium here in Los Angeles. Called the Hollywood Event Suite. It holds up to 70 people. And we want you to join us for an amazing day. We're going to spend the whole day at the ballpark in air-conditioned comfort on what will undoubtedly be a very hot day in the dog days of August. And check out the menu. We're going to have an amazing array of food. Just amazing stuff. You can see it at p1dodgers.com. The suite, in addition to having a gaggle of flat screens, also has a full-size Dodgers pool table. Take a look at the pictures at p1dodgers.com. And we'll be right next door to the ultra-exclusive Dodger Stadium Club. Have you ever been in there? Well, you'll be as our guest. You'll be in there. You'll be able to run a tab, have lunch, have dinner, have drinks and watch the game, eat and watch the game, bounce back and forth between the stadium club and the suite. They're right next to each other. It's going to be an incredible day. We'll be talking about it forever. And you need to get your tickets right now by going to p1dodgers.com. And by the way, we're down to 7 preferred parking passes. These are half-price preferred parking passes that park you right next to the ballpark. There's only 7 left. You can get all of it at p1dodgers.com. It's p1dodgers.com. Here we are talking family law with Adam Sachs. I want to talk to you about something I've been dealing with. You know, I had my 59th birthday this week, and so, you know, I don't feel or act 59 years old.
Yeah, I was at the party,
I'm 59. All right. This is my official birthday was this past weekend. Okay. So you start thinking about stupid things like your estate planning, and you think about beneficiaries. And one thing that I know that people forget to do because they get married and divorced so many times or because they don't think it's important, either they don't list beneficiaries or they get divorced from some witch and forget to take her name off everything. What, can you give me kind of a look at what happens to a will after you've been married and divorced, or what happens to the beneficiary on all of your accounts, or what if you have no beneficiary? What happens?
Well, you know, that's going to be presumed that if you're estranged from your wife, or particularly if you've divorced her, that you don't intend her to be a beneficiary of your will. So if you do have some kind of like this old will lying around, and after you die, you know, it emerges that you were supposed to leave, you know, half your money to this ex-wife now, that's not going to happen. The law doesn't do things in a stupid way. It doesn't do things literally in a stupid way. So if, you know, anyone looks at it and says, wait a second, if that's his ex-wife, there's no way he intended to leave her all this money, it definitely would not go through. What happens
well,
to...
Well, let me tell you some of the crazy things I've heard, because I've been married more than once. So this is stuff I've heard about. For example, your pension. What happens to your pension? Can somebody come rear their ugly head from the past and say, hey, I was there during those years, and I want a piece of the action? Or the one I hear about all the time, although I hear that it doesn't affect you, it affects only the other person. An ex-wife can come back and say, hey, I'm claiming Social Security because I wasn't employed during all those years I was sitting home and watching Antiques Roadshow, never making any meals. So I never went to work. And because I didn't go to work, I didn't get to contribute to Social Security, so therefore entitled to a piece of the action.
She can come up with any kind of... crazy theory, but that's not going to affect your estate, you know, because that's the pension that you're supposed to be getting paid from some governmental agency or company or
well,
something.
Well, when I say pension, I'm using it as an all-encompassing term.
I know.
My 401k, my IRA, my whatever I've had.
I saw the funniest thing. I was watching, by the way, Tom, you'd really appreciate it. It's a really good show. It's called Ray Donovan. Did you ever see that show?
I have seen a few episodes.
It's on Showtime.
Yes.
Well, anyway, so there's a scene where these the two guys that are like the main characters, is one guy who's like an older guy, and then this guy that he lives across the hall from, he's saying, you know, they're not gay, of course, they're just these two old timers, but he says, you know, if you marry me, then you can get half my pension, you know, after I die, you can collect my pension. And so it's like we have a pretty, you know, loose interpretation nowadays of what a pension and, you know, a beneficiary or a life partner or whatever, a registered domestic couple. And now we have marriage. I mean, it's been all 50 states now because of the Supreme Court. But, you know, Tom, most people, and I mean the vast majority of people, die what they call intestate, which means that they die without a will, you know, without a will whatsoever. And in that circumstance, you know, it goes by the government rules. And basically they're just looking for, you know, beneficiaries, which is your next of kin, particularly your children. And if not your children, your parents or your spouse or your brothers and sisters, that sort of thing. And, you know, it's a shame that more people don't think about giving money to estate planning, you know, because you can give money to charity and so forth. And if you're not careful with the way you plan your estate, especially if you have a lot of money from a lifetime of work, and you've been already paid taxes on all that money when you were working for it, but if you're not careful, when you die, a lot of that money is going to go to estate taxes, and, you know, the government's going to get a big chunk of it. So, you know, people should certainly try to plan it. You know, there's a lot of tension that comes out of these things where I've seen this all the time among brothers and sisters, where one of the brothers and sisters or sisters stays with the parent, particularly the mother. She's elderly and takes care of her when she's, you know, dying and very sick and old. And then the mother changes her will to give almost all or all of her money to that one child rather than the others, you know. And, you know, then they start to say that maybe that child had undue influence over her or made her change her will or whatever. A lot of this stuff gets really nasty because people are very upset for a couple of days when someone dies, and then they kind of get over it and pull themselves together and start talking about, you know, who's going to get what and who's getting grandma's house and who's getting her car and all this other stuff. And there's a lot of, you know, expectations, you know. She should have left it to me. Why'd she leave it to you? That's not fair. I was more devoted. You're an asshole, blah, blah, blah. So it definitely, you know, changes circumstances. I think for someone like you, Tom, being, you know, 59 and having some, you know, means, you know, you should probably set up a foundation. That would be great. Some kind of charitable research foundation for men's rights or something. That would be cool,
well,
don't you think?
I have set up a foundation. It's the Bordeaux Foundation.
That's okay.
I'm assuming some of the liquid assets.
Listen, if that's your thing, I got no problem with that. That's cool. You know, people do it for dogs. You can do it for Bordeaux. That's fine with me. I wasn't telling you what the foundation had to be.
No, I'm just telling you. I'm letting you know my foundation. It's got plenty of liquid assets, and I've been assessing the worth of them.
Yes, I see.
Yes.
Well, that'll be good.
Absolutely. I just don't want any of the characters from the past to rear their ugly head. That's all I don't want to see.
I don't think that's a very strong possibility. I think your exes are exes and all that other stuff. I think that you know, your big thing should be, you know, your legacy and, you know, what you want it to be in the future and so forth. And I mean, it's a shame to die with all your money intact, and basically most of it goes to the government. If you look at, you know, really wealthy people, and I'm talking about, you know, billionaires, there's a whole thing now that, you know, some of the really major ones, I mean, we're talking Bill Gates and Warren Buffett and those guys, are committing to give away 99% of their money. And even some of the biggest hard asses in history, like Carnegie and Morgan and Mellon and some of those guys, some of the real robber barons of the prior century, you know, even when they got older, having been cruel and busted the unions and beat up the workers, once they got to be your age, Tom, they got religion and they changed their ways. And they, I don't mean literally got, they didn't become religious. That's not what I'm saying. They got religion. That's an expression. Gary's giving me a dirty look as usual.
Yes.
But, what I mean by that is, you know, you see, they started universities and they tried to set up libraries and they did philanthropic things like, you know, Carnegie Hall, things like that, Carnegie Mellon University.
Is Donald Trump going to be doing that, by the way?
Let me tell you something. If Bill Gates could do it and Buffett's doing it, then I think that even Trump may find his voice eventually.
Come on. If he leaves anything, he's going to leave a 40-foot-high statue of himself. That's what he's going to do.
I was thinking he's going to give all his money to Mexico.
24-carat gold. He'll put it right in Times Square.
the big middle finger, right?
it will be a living middle finger. It'll be,
say, suck on this.
Right. Exactly.
No, I gotta say,
I'm gonna take a break, and when we come, we're gonna take a break here. We come back, Adam's gonna tell you how he can get in touch. Hey, you can get in touch with him.
Yeah.
He'll get in touch with you as well. It'll be fantastic. If you have questions for Adam, you can call him right now at 901-3000. Tom gets some free legal advice right now from family law attorney Adam Sachs. 901-3000 Tom is our number here. 901-3000. 866.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app.
Now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Devin Bronson is back with us to talk about the black box. But this time, instead of him talking about it or my talking about it, many P1 listeners like you have been writing to Devin and the folks at BN Audio to tell them how happy they are with the black box. What are people saying?
Yeah, the email response has been great, and I wanted to share a few of those with you today. One was from Robert in Escondido. He wrote, "After plugging my iPod into the black box, my ears were very pleased. Thank you for a great product and exceptional service." We love that. Next was Stephen Kurtz, wrote us, "My neighbors hate me now." That was good.
That's how you know it's good.
Yep, he's using it. Next was from Matt Hardy in Maui, out in Hawaii. He bought three of these from us. He wrote, "I am blown away. I cannot believe the sound that came out of such a small box."
Now, this is very exciting. If someone listening now has been turned on by hearing what other P1s are saying, how do they get a black box?
They can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com, and they can enter the promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
Don't take my word for it. Take the word of other satisfied P1 listeners. People are buying that black box like crazy. Just go to bnaudio.com, enter the promo code Tom, and get 20% off. You're going to love the black box.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now, or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Pee on my fucking rug.
Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like TuneIn.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
New normal rock.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years. Using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and can tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today.
Hammer time!
It's the Tom Likas Show, the bonus hour. Family law attorney Adam Sachs. By the way, boys and girls, looking here, I did a little snooping about Gavin Rossdale.
All right. The guy from Bush.
Are you guys aware? This story comes from 5 years ago. Are you aware that he had an affair with a cross-dressing man?
No.
During his marriage to Gwen Stefani?
Oh, my what? God. They survived that somehow.
Did it have a penis?
Yes.
It had a
penis. Yes. Yeah. Cross-dressing 80s singer Marilyn.
That is a man.
Marilyn Manson.
No, Marilyn.
Oh, no, Marilyn.
Just Marilyn. Oh, well.
Just Marilyn.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. And Marilyn claimed it was going on for 5 years.
Oh, my God. And she was able to overlook that somehow.
And Marilyn had a penis. Marilyn's real name is Peter. Peter Robinson.
No, That's not the real name, Tom. Marilyn is the real name. Peter is the birth name.
No.
It's a woman in a man's body or something.
It's a cross-dresser, not a transvestite.
Okay. Now, Bruce Jenner formerly is a transvestite or a cross-dresser?
He's transsexual. He's a pre-op transsexual. This is somebody who is a man and identifies as a man, but dresses and acts like a woman.
I love it.
That's like the Kendra Wilkinson thing. Like that's unbelievable. Apparently, that dude, you know,
what
he was with a she with a dick.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty mysterious.
And that whole thing's like playing out on reality TV, which is pretty awesome.
Human sexuality is so complicated.
Hank Basket.
I just hope all these people start getting married so they can get divorced. That's all I can think about, Tom.
Oh, that's coming. That's coming.
Okay.
It's already started.
As long as they keep my number in hand.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
I mean, how do you explain that?
Marilyn. I'm looking at pictures of Marilyn right now.
How
I can't
do you explain
get over
to your wife that you were with a guy, you were with a chick with the
dick?
Okay,
I heard something about this, okay? Yeah. I heard that these, I don't know what you call it, chicks with dicks, okay?
Yes.
I heard they're very, very big in Turkey, okay? I'm being serious, Tom. So here's the
deal. Big in Turkey.
Well, listen to this now. You're a Turkish guy, okay?
What?
No, I'm being serious now. You're a Turkish guy, right? And fundamentally, you want to be with another guy. You're like confused. You think you might be gay, okay? But you can't even say that out loud because it's so like against everything you believe. So what you do is you go out and you pick up a chick with a dick, right? But you take her to a hotel room, but you're thinking in your head, I'm with a woman, right? She looks like a woman. She's got breasts and everything, right? And then when you start getting undressed, whatever. Oh my God, she has a dick. But I already paid for the room, and we're already here, and so we'll give it a go. Too late to back down now.
Now you sound more
serious.
Like a Jewish perspective. Like I already paid for the room. I don't want to lose any money on this. I might as well suck the dick.
I think that
I'm already here.
I'm already here.
I think the Islamic and the Jewish are not necessarily that far apart. Desert culture,
My wife doesn't know where I am. I could take
I'd
the yarmulke off.
Why I'm coming
right
home
now.
Early.
Right. It's all good. What are we doing?
Come on, don't forget. Don't forget what the rabbi said to Tom on the subway.
What?
That's right.
You want a blowjob?
You want a blowjob?
It's no problem.
I was on the QB train. I was on the Williamsburg Bridge.
That must have been a shock.
It was.
What did you say?
I was.
That's before you had me
19.
At hello, right? That was before hello.
I was 19, and he was in full regalia. This was not a reform rabbi.
Oh,
this
no.
Was, this was so, an over the top.
Why did I have to mention that?
But you brought it up. Now you'll be thinking about it all night.
I know. It's like that ABC song,
I thought Marilyn was bad.
All right. Well,
by the way,
whatever.
In England, apparently Marilyn was an icon in the UK.
What? Seriously?
Our listeners in the UK must know who this is. I don't.
England had Tulip or something, as I recall.
What?
Yeah, there was
Marilyn.
There was a man named Tulip, became a woman, and Howard Stern spanked her, I think, or something. I remember that on the radio.
Oh.
Those are the days.
Right. I mean, the biggest inside joke is that his band was named Bush.
Right.
By the way, I was being really specific about it, man. I mean, he's not even teasing us. He told it to us straight. Anyway, by the way, Fiorina, Tom, didn't make the cut for the debate in Cleveland.
I'm shocked.
She's only got like 1% or something.
Is that breaking news?
Come on.
Come on.
She's got a lot of money, Tom.
You didn't really think she had a chance of being one of the top 10 candidates.
I cannot believe that anyone is seriously talking about Hillary as having a chance, for God's sake.
By the way, if Joe Biden runs, I think that's pretty much the end of that.
I have you on the record, Tom. Oh, you stop. I have you on the record, Tom. There it goes again.
Big fat cut.
Ooh. Tom, I have you on the record, and this is on one of your old recordings. You said, write this down, Hillary Clinton will never be president.
Right?
So, something's wrong, Tom. She seems to be getting at least the Democratic nomination, so.
No, that's not true. You know what? Everybody I know who's a Democrat, they all sick to their stomach about her.
Biden.
Everybody I know.
Yeah.
Biden, the guy, he just got out of rehab.
Just come swooping in, it'll be fine.
He just got out of rehab. Do you know he cheated in law school?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, that's okay, too. Huh?
Still better than a fat cunt.
He got bagged for cheating in law school and was, like, expelled.
It's better than voting for a bag.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I like the way this country's going, Tom.
Well, you want Hillary Clinton for president?
No, are you? What did you say?
Say it. Do you want Hillary Clinton to be president?
Look, Tom, you don't know me at all. I can't believe you just said
I'm
that.
I'm asking you.
Are you? No. For crying out loud.
Sachs was shocked about the black guy. He still hasn't gotten over that yet.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
I'm not saying she's
his worst nightmare
digger,
is a Mexican. It would be the worst thing in the world.
Jesus, Mike. Where did you get that from? I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigger. Did you hear that? I can't believe he's got me doing that. You could just take the word at the end and make it really bad. Jeez. This guy knows how to manipulate the sound, man. Holy smoke. I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigger. At least I ain't singing it, man. Anyway, I am very, very much opposed to Hillary being the president, okay?
Okay, good.
Did you hear what I
Hillary,
said?
Hillary or Mexican? Which one are you choosing?
I'd go for the Mexican. Was it Cruz? What's Who's the Hispanic
one? Mexican. No, but
he's Hispanic.
Cuban.
No, Cuban. I'll go for him.
Even that.
Cruz I'll vote
Most
for.
Most Mexicans I know hate Cuba.
All right, what can I say? I'm trying here, man. Who's the other Hispanic
one?
There's another one.
Yeah.
What's the other guy? I'll vote for
Mexicans
the Indian guy.
Mexicans don't vote for Republicans. Let's just
Manju.
Say that.
What's the guy from
not vote
the governor of Louisiana.
Manju,
what's his name?
Yes.
Come on, Tom. What's the governor?
Bobby Jindal.
Jindal. I'll vote for him. He's good. I like
Rhymes
him.
With swindle.
Shit.
Where's he ranking
think
right
about
now?
That. Nah, I think he's waiting. I think Trump, I'm telling you, Trump's in the 20s. He's killing them all.
Cunt vote for Hillary Clinton.
No, but you know something?
I cunt ever vote for Hillary Clinton.
I don't know what happened, but I saw Ann Coulter on TV the other day, and she was singing the praises of Trump. Seriously, did you see that?
Oh,
Tom?
She's a big Trump supporter. She could easily be, by the way, she could easily be his speechwriter. She could be his Peggy Noonan.
Right. Yeah.
To pick a name out of thin air.
Because, I mean.
Yeah. She'd be perfect.
I met her here in studio, and she seemed perfectly normal.
And it's true,
you know?
I can't.
What?
She was really likable for a while. I don't know. She signed my book.
Ann Coulter is extremely likable.
I don't know what she's doing with the Donald. I don't know how that happened. That seems very out of place.
Because it's the most controversial thing you can say.
Yeah.
I'm with the guy who's saying that Mexicans are rapists. I'm with him.
Yeah, she definitely seems to be attracted to the nutty side of things somehow. The more extreme,
hey,
the better.
By the way, it sells books.
Yay.
You can't argue with success.
Oh, man. Can you imagine? So Hillary's the president. We get Bill Clinton again. He's
by the way,
like,
if you think about it, look who we are fans of around here, okay? Gloria Allred.
Yes.
And Coulter.
Yeah.
Who would ever think?
Right.
I
love Bill Clinton, too, by the way. Let's
see
that.
There we go. All right.
You like Bill Clinton? You want to go back to the 90s?
Blowjobs in the old.
Blowjobs for everybody.
You get a blowjob. You get a blowjob.
You
get a blowjob.
You got it. It can't be from a fat chick, though. That Monica thing, that didn't work for me.
But Hillary signed off on that.
Took the shine off of that.
Took the shine off the blowjob.
Oh, man. That was that. What? I don't know how this happened. Isn't there, Tom, isn't there another Latin guy? I think he's born in Canada or something. Not the Cuban
one.
One of the Republicans.
Yeah. Marco Rubio?
How about Marco Rubio, Tom? There's somebody.
The Canadian.
No. Ted Cruz was born in Canada, not Marco Rubio.
Oh, where's Marco Rubio born? But he's
Latin. Was he born in...
He's Hispanic,
he was
right?
He born to a... Who? Ted Cruz?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Ask the AM radio guy.
I just
Dino,
can't
you
ever.
Just,
after 12, I don't
what?
Pay attention.
After
noon, I'm done.
Where's that?
Who was born in Canada? You have to know.
I only knew the Marco Rubio is the other
Wasn't it Ted Cruz?
I thought one of them was born in Canada.
Yeah.
Ted, but you can't be born in Canada and actually be president. So my guess is he had a parent... Who was American.
No.
And he was born in Canada.
Right. He was born. It's like, you know, McCain wasn't born in the United States. He was born in the Panama Canal zone.
Right. Well, I have an ex who was born in Germany, but she was born on an Air Force base in
there
Germany.
There you go.
So she was American.
Done. There you go.
Some websites say he was born in Calgary.
See?
Rafael Edward Cruz, born in Calgary, Canada. In 1970, I got to look this up further though. So it is
no,
possible.
Get on that.
No, I'm looking it up. It's true.
Is it?
Oh man!
But
well, then he can't be. He cannot
run for president.
He can't be. He cannot be the president. He's have to be naturally born. It's right in the Constitution.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you are born to an American, it doesn't matter what country you're in.
No, no, you have to be born in the United States.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, you're right about that.
So you're telling... Wait. Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. You're right. If you have an American parent and you're born abroad, you don't have to be naturalized. You're born an American citizen. Your parent can go register the birth at the nearest embassy and get you a U.S. passport. But according to the Constitution, if you want to be the president or the vice president, you have to be born in the United States.
What?
That's not what it says. It says you have to be born an American citizen.
According to NPR, the U.S. Constitution says presidential candidates have to be natural-born citizens.
Yes!
But the Supreme Court has never weighed in with a definition,
right. Okay.
Leaving it open to interpretation.
All right.
The NPR also goes on to say that even though Cruz grew up in Texas, he was born in Canada, he has renounced his Canadian citizenship in 2013.
What? Too late.
And he claims his mother was born in Delaware. That's what his birth certificate
is. Are you going to believe me or NPR, okay?
Look, let me save you some time.
I was born
Ted
in Dundalk.
Ted Cruz is nuts.
Nothing wrong with that.
Ted Cruz is nuts and will never be the president. Like I said previously about other people, forget about... I said it about Jesse Jackson on the Oprah Winfrey.
Thank God for him.
I said it... by the way, I was sitting in front of a 98% black audience, and I said, let's just be realistic. Jesse Jackson will never be the president
of the United States. Oprah didn't like that. She didn't have you back after that, Tom.
The proof
is in
the pudding.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigger. Oh, I'm never going to live this. This is going to be funny now. That's going to be the chorus.
Phil called in.
Don't suggest something
Phil
if you don't want it to happen.
The song is being recorded right now as
Phil
we
made
speak.
It. It's already done. Phil made it. Thanks, Phil.
Phil, I'll leave it in the clear at the end of the show for you, Phil.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is what I'm saying. I'm talking about here. Oh yeah, Gary's not. Now he's my producer again. I warned you, man. I told you not to do that.
Anything you say can and will be used against you. In the court of Lycus.
So, Tom, I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigger. Well, can I do it again at least? It doesn't sound that great.
No.
Hey, listen, no. Tom, honestly, so you're not pro Bush, right? You're not going for the Florida Bush, right?
I love Bush.
He likes Bush.
Really?
He likes Bush.
Jeb Bush?
No. Bush. I like Bush.
Oh, well, that's not quite what I meant.
You're talking about who I support for president.
Yes, that's what I meant.
You know, I met Jeb Bush in 1984.
Yes,
you know that?
I think I heard that.
In Miami.
And? He was walking in, you were walking out.
No. He was hanging out in the studio with my friend Al Rantel.
I
was in the studio with Al.
I thought you were in the studio with Dr. Laura and Anita.
No, that was 4 years later.
And her kid was running
in Miami in 1984. That's
running up and down the stairs.
That was later, dude.
That was
breaking the equipment.
Or 89, something like that.
So, okay.
But no, in 1984, I was in Miami.
Yeah.
And once in a while, Jeb Bush would drop by. And you know who else would drop by? Janet Reno.
Oh, there you go.
Janet Reno, who was the Miami-Dade attorney, is what they called
her. Was she butchy back then, too?
Yes.
And Jeb's daughter was, a crackhead, I think?
What?
I don't know about
that's
that.
That's always helpful. And his wife tried to smuggle clothes through customs.
What?
I haven't been following all this.
She goes to Paris. She stocks up on clothes. And you know when you fill out that receipt when you come back, and you have to say if you spent more than $200 when you were abroad. And she writes that she spent zero or whatever because she didn't want to upset her husband. But her passport was stuffed with all the receipts. So when the passport guy opened her passport, they kind of exploded, you know?
What did Chaz Bono put down when he was abroad?
Back when he was abroad.
When I was a kid, I remember Sonny and Cher had Chastity Bono, and I said, oh, my God, Chastity.
Yep.
How could you do that to your kid? What a cruel, sick mother.
Well,
or Apollo, that's a good one.
Apollo's good.
Or Apple.
Yes.
Name your kid Banana, that's a good one. Oh my God!
Who did that? Did somebody do that?
That's coming. Oh, this isn't there Inspector coming. Inspector Gadget or something? Wasn't that?
I don't know.
Who, there's a celebrity who named his kid Inspector or something. It'll
no
come
idea.
To me.
Sachs has been in court all day. He's
punch drunk.
He's a little crazy right now.
Oh Oh, my God.
You should make the most
Adam,
of the time. You've never seen me like this
time
before.
We have a little time to kill here. Yeah, 15 minutes after the end of our hour.
Oh, shit. What happened? What time is it, Tom? Yeah. What happened here?
We're not going to say the time because it's going to replay and the time is going to be irrelevant.
Oh, wow. I thought we were just
we
doing
We live in this
great.
World of no time at all.
I had no idea
Adam,
we went long.
If somebody's getting separated, divorced, or they're in a custody situation, how would they reach you?
Oh yeah, okay. That's fine. If you want to talk to me,
fine. You want me to stay here all night? I got a 2-inch steak sitting outside the door.
All right. You didn't even invite me over. I'm not getting half of it. Come on.
You're 120 miles away.
That's fine, man. I'll just keep on the 101. It's no problem. Let's just keep going past,
I'll just hold it here. I'll hold it in the bun warmer until you get here.
Do I bring you food every Tuesday?
2-inch steak. Let's go.
How many steaks have I brought to you, Tom? Come on. All right. Well, anyway.
Poor Tom went to eat.
I think Tom, did Tom dump me?
He just went away.
Are we still on?
Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, please.
Well, thank you for that, my producer right over there.
Oh, my.
Here he is. Tom, yes. It was a nightmare, Tom. I felt like you were gone for a moment there. I don't know what happened.
Well, I was. I had a little technical issue, and I resolved it.
Okay. Well, anyway.
You know, we always have to talk about every little thing that happens off the air here. We can't just be professional. What?
Adam, tell everybody how they can get in touch
Adam,
with you.
Full
please.
Transparency.
Yes. Come on, Adam, just give
that's
them the
He's going to keep you at 10 o'clock. Yeah. I think that's the agenda.
Will you guys stop it? I'm trying. Okay.
There's a 2-inch steak.
Tom's
waiting
right.
Outside.
It's
here we go.
Okay.
How hard is it to say your phone number? Yeah.
I have a lovely lovely
phone
number. If
you'd like to reach him, you can call 1-800-340-7320. Or you can reach me by email, adam@adamlawyer.com. That's adam@adamlawyer.com.
Wait, what about my website?
The answer zone phone.
Website.
You call Adam at 800-340-7320. That's how you reach
him. You didn't say the website.
How hard was that?
Thank you, everybody. Thank
you. Gary, you didn't say the website.
Stick it in your rack. Let them enjoy it, too. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
Sure.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beer.
Yay, sir.
Beer Magazine. Billionaire Elon Musk. Sure. Brilliant man. But what the hell is going on with him and that Tallulah Riley?
I think he might have, by the latest, in that he filed for divorce on January 1st, 2015.
For the
third time. But now our friend's backing off a little bit and now is asking for a dismissal.
Yeah. No, that's backing off a lot. That's saying I withdraw. And,
right.
And she apparently
agrees.
Is in agreement on that, yeah.
He must have looked into it and said that this is going to cost a whole lot. In the divorce, maybe I should just stay married. And again, that just raises the stakes if they choose to divorce later down the road.
She's
going to get even more money.
Well, this is insane because you know that if this happens once, it's meant to be. But then, okay, so you're together, you're divorced. Then you're together, then you're divorced. Then you're together and you file for divorce, but now you've stayed together. How could this end well? You're already, apparently, $4.2 million and $16 million in the hole with the first two splits. It's $20 million.
Same person.
You've already paid out $20 million
for the same person.
Right.
So he basically already got divorced once and he paid out. Then he was with somebody else and he got divorced. Then he got back with this and they said, "I'd like a divorce." Hit the brakes. It said everything's cool now.
Yeah, it's not a good situation.
Yeah, they married in 2010.
Yes.
They divorced 2 years later.
Yes.
And then they remarried again.
2013.
Yes. Only to have this shit hit the fan on January 1st, 2015. Mm-hmm. And then he said, "Hold on a minute." Fast forward all the way.
Well, he's worth reported $14 billion, so I guess you just piss that shit away.
No,
for
but
a
he,
piece
doesn't,
of
I,
pussy.
He doesn't. He doesn't want to. Right. He doesn't. He doesn't really want to anymore.
Doesn't want to what?
He doesn't want to lose any more money, I'm guessing.
So then why not just like just cut the cord? Let's move on.
Listen, some people are really smart when it comes to creating technologies and being disruptors. Some people aren't that swift when they get married. And in their personal life, it makes everything a disaster.
How about your friend Kim Richards from
Real
Housewives?
I want to date her.
She apparently really hit the skids.
I have got to date her if I could get my hands on her.
I know nobody knows who we're talking about, and it doesn't really matter. You just know that it's one of these stupid Real Housewives.
But it's awesome.
Now living out of her car because she has been in and out of rehab. Nobody gives a fuck about her anymore. She got no place to go.
She's been self-medicating recently, according to this story.
Yeah. And then apparently she went for a little shopping spree in Target.
Right, to the tune of $600 worth of goods.
She apparently had 50 items in a shopping cart and just attempted to walk out.
Right. So not only was our friend arrested Sunday for shoplifting at Target, it seems that things have gone even worse for somebody who's on a TV show that brags about being rich.
Right.
And living in Beverly Hills.
Exactly. People want to see this, and they kind of, you know, they bathe in this sort of glory.
They would like to be them. Well, guess what?
No, what I'm saying is that they're celebrating this sort of downfall.
Well, I am. But I would like to date her, and there's no question about it. And I have a place not that far from Beverly Hills that... I'm not. You know what? I'm going to park the Jeep in Beverly Hills tonight and take a nap and say I live there.
Do not call yourself Beverly Hills adjacent. You're not even close.
I am to her.
That would be really.
I am to her.
By the way, this Target was in the Valley.
Yeah.
I forget where it was.
It wasn't. It seriously. Yeah. It's that one of the. I'm sure that place did brisk business.
Yeah. Jessica Alba attempting to defend her Honest Company's sunscreen after now it appears tons and tons of broads are posting pictures of themselves completely sunburned.
Not so honest.
After using her product.
I jump in here a moment,
please? Yes, please.
Yeah, everybody at the last radio station was always complaining because I wouldn't read commercials that made health claims. And here is an example of exactly what I'm talking about.
Couldn't she have stayed out of this game?
You got chicks with melanomas and other skin cancers and whatever else happens to people who burn themselves beyond belief.
Yeah.
I'd be very interested in seeing what Jessica Alba's total cost for this is going
to
be.
Right. I mean, stick to, like, makeup or, you know, whatever, shampoo or something like that. But why even get in the sunscreen game? It seems really stupid.
Right.
If she wants to test it out, just give it to me. Because I'm cooked. I'm cooked like a fucking apple pie right now from just driving with the top off the Jeep. I mean, I am burnt. So I'd like to try this honestly.
It's too late for you, dude. Oh. You're talking about the very pale girls who have applied this stuff. It's supposed to be 30 SPF. And time after time, they're posting pictures of unbelievable sunburns. Like, unreal.
Well, Tom's right. That
all natural, though.
He does say no to companies that want him to make claims that can't be backed up.
Right.
I always loved it when he said no, because I got to do it, so I was always happy.
Finally, a pick alert for you. It's Katie May. This broad, you know, pretty hot, but
pretty hot.
Strange photo shoot, dude. I don't know where you get off on this weird oversized granny panty thing. It's like,
because I see, like, what's under.
What the hell is with that?
I see what's underneath.
No, I mean, if you go to her, I mean, you check out her Instagram account. She got great pictures, but what's with these panties?
Oh,
they're huge and frilly and.
Just like to say, Katie, may I? Wow.
Plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary's Dino. Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find it. Brand new show every single Friday. Go to GaryandDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Your brand name is important to you, so it's important for you to protect it. SlamDunkDomains.com is where you need to start. The guys at Slam Dunk Domains are experts in helping you protect your brand with top-level domain names, .com, .net, .org, and many more. Plus, they'll host your website and email right at the same place. Visit SlamDunkDomains.com today. Enter coupon code TOM101 for a 15% discount on any purchase over $30. Let the guys over at SlamDunkDomains.com score for you and your business. SlamDunkDomains.com.
This is the new normal.
I'm not saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke nigger.